We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Complex problems and deliver innovative solutions on the job. We offer flexible degrees and graduate certificates that work for you. Interested in getting an MBA or master's degree in education? Maybe you're considering advancing your career with a grad certificate in engineering management or data analytics. Or maybe our physician's assistant program has your interest. Get details by attending CBU's upcoming graduate information session. Register online at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive. So if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
All right, chance to win $1,000 right now by texting the word YOUNG, Y-O-U-N-G. Text YOUNG to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our radio.com cash contest. Again, your 4 o'clock keyword is YOUNG. Text YOUNG, Y-O-U-N-G, to 72881 now for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. You got more chances coming your way starting Monday morning at 9 a.m. But right now, text YOUNG to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
Speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee, Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you didn't think the NBA in China would get everything all smoothed out before the world's best basketball players returned to the United States of America, because they ain't really got things worked out. The trip will continue as planned, with the Lakers playing tomorrow, 20 miles from Hong Kong, but the NBA has agreed no media availability. Adam Silver will not speak in China again. The NBA agreeing to some things that you'd be surprised, I think, before this week at least, that it would agree to. We'll get into that delicate subject momentarily. But first, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Dan Walken's going to join me. He's a national columnist, USA Today. We'll talk to him about the NBA and China and the week that we've experienced there. Also talk to him about interesting story involving a former Houston football player and big college football schedule in front of us. We'll get into it. Dan Walken will join me in about 20 minutes. Finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Garrett Cole was terrific again last night. He went 8 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 10 strikeouts, 6-1. Astros win over the Rays, so it's Houston advancing to the ALCS. It'll be Astros Yankees in a 7-game series starting tomorrow night. We'll get into that around 4:44. Meantime, NLCS gets underway tonight up in St. Louis. Cardinals Nationals at Busch Stadium. St. Louis, the slight favorite tonight, but Washington is favored in the series, and it really might have something to do with the Cardinals allowing Jack Flaherty to throw in excess of 100 pitches in a game that was decided in the first inning. I'll tell you why a little later on this hour. Coco Gauff, teenage tennis sensation, has done something historic. I'll tell you what that is just before 5 o'clock. And El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, was released on Netflix today. Bennett, did you do your homework assignment and watch it?
No, I did not. Bennett. I got to wait on my wife tonight, man.
Oh, Bennett.
Come on. You know how that is.
I do know how that is. I almost never agree to such parameters when it comes to television viewing, but I do know how that is. I watched it. Okay. I got up this morning. I did my homework. I watched the movie. So is it worth your time? I'll let you know. We'll do that during Four Notable Stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always, and I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that is the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I want to start with the latest with the NBA in China because it has been a hell of a week for the world's best basketball players as they have bounced back and forth from Japan and China. The latest comes from Dave McMenamin, who is an ESPN staff writer. He is in China covering this trip, and he reported at 2:59 a.m. Central, so in the middle of the night here in Memphis, Tennessee, he reported that Saturday's game between the L.A. Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets is still scheduled to be played to conclude the 2019 China games. However, the teams involved won't be talking about it. The Nets' 114-111 victory over the Lakers in Shanghai on Thursday was able to happen only with a stipulation by the Chinese government mandating that no media availability of any kind be held at the game and that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver cancel his pregame news conference. The league is adopting the same temporary policy for Saturday's game in China. Quote, "We have decided not to hold media availability for our teams for the remainder of our trip in China," the NBA announced earlier today. "They have been placed into a complicated and unprecedented situation while abroad, and we believe it would be unfair to ask them to address these matters in real time," end quote. Obviously, this goes back to last Friday night when Daryl Morey, general manager of the Houston Rockets, retweeted just a pretty, you know, from an American perspective, pretty harmless meme or at least tweet supporting the protesters in Hong Kong. And yet it was not a harmless tweet from the perspective of the Chinese government because they have come down hard on the NBA in the subsequent days and really haven't let up in any meaningful way. You know, initially Adam Silver came out and certainly suggested that they were apologizing on behalf of the Rockets and Daryl Morey to the Chinese government. And after that did not appease the Chinese government at all, I think Adam Silver realized that now he's got an international crisis and also a domestic crisis. In other words, he was getting hit over the head on both sides. Like, by trying to appease the Chinese government after the Chinese government was already pissed, you didn't really get that done. They just stayed pissed. And by trying to appease them, you actually pissed off people back in the United States, politicians and you know, television talkers from both sides of the aisle who were saying, how could you kowtow to the Chinese government the way that you are? They're trying to censor an American, more specifically an American entity, the NBA, in a way that runs counter to what the NBA has been, you know, for many years now here in the United States. And so Adam Silver came back and he softened that a little bit. He said, we're regrettable. I mean, it is regrettable that Daryl Morey's tweet has been received in this way. And we regret the harm that it's caused to the relationship between the Rockets and the Chinese people or to the NBA and the Chinese government. But we do not apologize on behalf of Daryl Morey or for Daryl Morey. We value his freedom of expression, and he will not be punished in any way. And so that won a few people back over, you know, on this side of the pond, if you will. But it obviously didn't do anything to help things in China. And so now the Chinese government has put even more restrictions on the NBA. After initially pulling all sorts of advertising dollars, taking Rockets preseason games off of TV, pulling down murals of LeBron James and James Harden and various other people, they then have gone to the extreme of saying, you can still play your little games here, but we're not going to put them on television, and you're not going to speak to the media. Your commissioner is not going to speak. And we won't cover it in the local press. I don't know if you saw this. There's an English-languaged daily newspaper in Shanghai. And the day after the NBA was there, in the sports page, there's not a word about it.
Wow.
I mean, didn't write a word. Like LeBron James is in Shanghai, yeah. And there's not a word about it in this English-languaged newspaper. And so from the NBA's perspective, like, this cannot get over quickly enough. You know, Steve Kerr was asked about Daryl Morey's tweet, and he sort of, in a long and I think thoughtful response to everything that's happened this week, including President Trump goofing on him and Greg Popovich, I thought Steve made a lot of good points. But it is also true. He just decided, I'm not going to be the thing that creates this headline. This is a complicated and delicate situation, and there's no way I can answer the question, you know, should Daryl Morey still be the general manager of the Houston Rockets? There's no way I can answer that without creating another headline and just making things worse. If I say, yes, he should remain as the Houston Rockets general manager, it does us no good here in China. And if I say he should be fired, then I'm the coach speaking out about another team's general manager who really all he did was retweet something, and now I'm speaking out against his employment. Like, what? How do I win in this situation? So, you know, Steve Kerr said to a reporter, I respect that you have to ask that question. I hope you can respect that I'm just going to choose not to answer it. I don't want to be a pawn in this game. And it comes after we've watched James Harden actually apologize for Daryl Morey and the Houston Rockets. It's come while we've watched Steph Curry mostly be quiet, LeBron James mostly be quiet, and now the NBA as an entity agree to be quiet, agreeing to terms that say, you can play your basketball game here, but you're not going to speak while you're here to the media, to the people, to anybody. Very much we're asking you to just shut up and dribble. Which is what the Fox News host did to LeBron James within the past couple of years, and it became like a real hot button issue in this country.
Yep.
You know, she says, just shut up and dribble. Stop speaking out on all these topics you don't know anything about. And LeBron James and people in support of LeBron James said, we're not just going to shut up and dribble. We're not just basketball players. We're people who can impact change in this world, and we're going to use our voices when we feel move to do it. And yet for the league in coordination with the Players Association, so you know the biggest voices are involved in this, for the league to then agree to more or less just shut up and dribble while in China is a bit surprising. And I think probably wrong. Although I understand how complicated of a mess they're in right now. Because here's the truth. There's a lot of money at stake. You know, the Chinese government, I believe the media rights deal with the NBA is valued at around $200 million annually. So if the Chinese government just decides NBA as a professional sports league wants to side with protesters, a separatist movement in Hong Kong, because that's the way they view what's happening in Hong Kong. We view them as protesters, pro-democracy warriors. The Chinese people view them as a separatist movement. When we look at them and we see good, they look at them and see bad. We're all looking at the same thing. So if the Chinese government decided, if this professional sports league based in the United States of America is going to support a separatist movement, that puts our government at risk to some degree, well, then we just won't have you here anymore. The same way they can ban Twitter, which they've done, they can ban South Park, which they've done. It's a communist country. They can ban the NBA and cost the NBA $200 million annually.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. Particularly when you recognize that, you know, the players get 51% of basketball-related revenue. They're entitled to 51% of it. It's what impacts the salary cap each year. So it's a little more than $100 million that's coming directly out of the players' pockets. If this media rights deal were to go away, mm-hmm. like whatever the salary cap is now, it could decrease. And it might. I don't think we're there yet. Nobody has suggested we're there yet. But again, let's just play worst-case scenario. Steve Kerr comes out, speaks out against China. LeBron James comes out, speaks up for Hong Kong. Chinese government, which hadn't blinked even once, says, all right, we're out of the NBA business. Now the salary cap goes down. Your next max contract, if you're a max player, it ain't going to be for as much money. If you're a mid-level guy, that ain't going to be for as much money. And we're talking about real money here. And so I guess what I wish, because I understand it, is that the NBA players, NBA coaches, NBA general managers would just tell the truth. Because what they keep saying is, we don't know enough about this to speak on it. You know, I really am not familiar with the history of Hong Kong and China enough to speak up about it. Well, it is a complicated history, but, you know, you got Wikipedia. You could knock that out in about an hour if you wanted to. If you wanted to learn about Hong Kong and China, you could spend an afternoon and learn all you need to know. Certainly learn enough to speak on the topic. They just don't want to because they recognize what's at stake. And it doesn't make them bad people. It just makes them realistic humans. I mean, I'd like to say that they should just speak out independent of the consequences, but that's not the real world. Most people don't do that. See, when you're a basketball player and you speak up against President Trump or against the North Carolina bathroom bill, doesn't really cost you anything. You speak up against the president if you're LeBron James. You might enrage some conservatives, perhaps a Fox News host, but it doesn't really cost you anything. For every person who hates you for that, there's a person who loves you for it.
Yep.
And you might get somebody who screams and says, well, I'll never buy another LeBron James shoe. But here's the truth. The person who screams that probably ain't the person buying a LeBron James shoe anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are the type who would buy a LeBron James shoe, they'll probably buy one anyway. I don't agree with everything Kanye West has said or done. I like his shoes. I still wear them. When you speak up against the NFL, like, I don't think that's a real thing. People don't mean what they say. And I mean this on both sides. There are people who scream, I'll never watch the NFL until Colin Kaepernick has a job. I don't believe you. I'll never watch the NFL as long as players are taking a knee. I don't believe you either. I don't believe any of it.
Right.
I don't think there's any real consequence. You speak up against North Carolina. You speak up against President Trump. You speak out against the NFL. I don't
Chick-fil-A.
Think there's any
yeah,
real.
It goes on and on.
I don't think there's
yeah.
any real consequence. LeBron James speaking up or Steph Curry speaking up against a bathroom bill in North Carolina doesn't cost them anything. Because the NBA is still going to exist in North Carolina. Their shoes are still going to sell in North Carolina. You speak up against China, you might cease to exist in China. Kevin Durant sells more shoes each year in China than he does in America.
That's crazy.
It's true. So you speak up against China, vastly different than speaking up against the president or against North Carolina. You got a Nike deal. You got a signature shoe. You speak up against the state of North Carolina, people can still walk in Foot Locker in North Carolina and get your shoes if they want to. You're still going to be in Charlotte playing a game, still going to be in TV, on TV in that state. You speak up against China, maybe you're not on TV anymore. There's $200 million gone. Speak up against China, maybe your shoes aren't available. I don't mean the Chinese people don't want to buy them anymore. I mean they don't even have access to them anymore. They don't exist anymore in that country. This is the stakes that the NBA, and to a lesser extent the NBA players, are dealing with right now. And they've all buckled to it. And if you want to criticize them for buckling, I guess it's fair. And if you want to point out they have no problem speaking up about things they might not know that much about when it doesn't cost them, but when it cost them maybe $200 million annually or more, well, then they shut up real quick. And if you want to point that out, I'd say, yeah, you're right. But does that make them that much different than anybody else in this world? Politicians, both sides of the aisle, will refrain from speaking up on issues if the cost is too much, often. And this is on both sides. It's not unique to Republicans or Democrats. It's not everybody, but it's lots of politicians on both sides. What the NBA finally ran into this week is a thing that they recognize they can't do anything about. They can't win this. And I wish that whether it was Adam Silver or a big-time player or a coach, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, could at least acknowledge that. And maybe you just can't acknowledge it. Maybe it's just like one of those things. Of course, you'd like to hear them say it, but they can't say it. But the truth is this. Whether it's Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, LeBron James, Adam Silver, anybody. Here's the truth. If they were speaking honestly to you, here's what they'd say. We're happy to use our voices in the United States because we can actually bring about change in the United States. We helped change that bathroom bill in North Carolina. We can put real pressure on the president. We can improve gay rights in our country by speaking out. We enjoy using our voices in the United States because we can actually bring about change in the United States, and it doesn't cost us that much. But we speak up here on this. First off, we're not doing any good. We're not changing China. If the NBA says China needs to rid itself of communism or we're never coming back, they won't blink. They won't allow you to come back. You have no leverage with them. So you can't change China. So speaking up does no good. And speaking up does a lot of bad because it could cost you hundreds of millions of dollars. That's the truth. It's a complex situation. It boils down to that. You've got a league from the top down through the players who have recognized over this past week your voices matter in the United States. And when you speak up, there aren't real, tangible, financial penalties attached to it. But over here, on this, you speak up, it could cost us lots of money. You speak up, it doesn't actually change a thing. So let's just shut up and dribble. I understand how they ended up in this situation. And I get why they're handling it the way that they're handling it. But anybody who's trying to tell you it ain't been a bad week for the NBA, they're being crazy. It's been a rough, rough week for the NBA. It's cost them a lot of money. And also, on some level, with some people, cost them their reputation as well. Get back into this with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. We come back. Dan Wolkin from USA Today.
The Fitz has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You kidding me? And there are two new restaurants, too. Buttruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rocking good time. Or should I say a sham rocking good time? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're at an amusement park on the first hill of the biggest roller coaster in the state.
Oh boy.
Your fear of heights was more than enough reason to never get on in the first place.
Acrophobia, schmacrophobia. That's what I say.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico. Because not only could Geico save you hundreds, but they're also the second largest insurer in the country. Now that's a track record you can trust.
Wow, I can see my house from here.
And since Geico is available 24/7, it's no wonder customers have the faith to give them a 97% customer satisfaction rating, which is more faith than you have going into that second loop.
Eyes on the horizon! Eyes on the horizon!
So, as you notice you've been tensing muscles you never knew you even had, you can at least relax knowing Geico is always there for you online or over the phone. Now, if you could only get off this ride.
Okay, need a little help. Think I might have pulled something. Okay.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
Make refreshing changes throughout your home this fall and save by starting with Lowe's. Add new appliances and get deals like up to 35% off select appliance special values, including a 24.7 cubic foot Whirlpool French door refrigerator, just $15.99. Show your home's true colors with a new coat of paint and save on top-rated one-coat paints from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, starting at just $35.98 a gallon every day. Whatever projects you have on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 10/23, U.S. only.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, 1 out of 6 vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the you expect?
Game 1 NLCS, Cardinals Nationals is tonight up at Busch Stadium. Cardinals favor tonight, but underdogs in the series, and it might really have something to do with the way they handled Jack Flaherty in Game 5 against Atlanta when the Cardinals took a 10-0 lead in the first. I suggested in real time, yo, I'd get somebody out of the bullpen and just pull him after one inning. They didn't do it. He threw more than 100 pitches. Now he's not available to Game 3. Meantime, Max Scherzer's going in Game 2. Steven Strasburg's going in Game 3. Patrick Corbin's going in Game 4. Now the Nationals are going to be able to throw out high-level pitchers, and the Cardinals might only have their ace available for Game 3 and a Game 7 if you get to a Game 7. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's a national columnist, USA Today. Dan Walken, please, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Dan, we'll get to less serious stuff and less complicated things momentarily. But first, just interested in your thoughts on the mess the NBA has found itself in China and how they've handled that mess this week.
Well, as I wrote in a column earlier this week, this is the kind of thing that if you understand the history of China and the way China deals with American entities that are trying to get involved in their market, this is something that was bound to happen sooner or later. I know that everyone is focusing on Daryl Morey, and I get it, and there was some initial criticism of him and what is he thinking and what is he doing, and I think that just misses the point, because the NBA is a sports organization that is uniquely positioned to be international in ways that the NFL, Major League Baseball, and hockey and whatever else is just not really positioned to do. And they're trying to expand their reach, not just to China, but to all five continents. And and when you do that, you're going to run into some problematic countries where I think it's hard for the NBA to say, we're going to be one thing to our audience at home and something else to our audience abroad. And I think that all Daryl Morey's tweet did was sort of bring that into a very realistic, three-dimensional view for everyone in the NBA. And I don't think this is the last time it's going to happen. I know everyone's kind of come home from these preseason games and kind of hope it goes away. And maybe China is backing off, if you've read some of the reporting, because I think they have some of their own domestic issues they've got to deal with. But the NBA is in a lot of really tough places, and they're trying to get into, you know, let me just throw this at you, GP. All right, 5 years from now, right, the NBA, they're opening a league in Africa, and they're going to go play some preseason games in Nigeria. Nigeria is a country where you can go to jail or be executed for being gay, and they have state-controlled media there. And they, you know, don't allow certain types of ideas to get out in their media. And, you know, the NBA is a league where you've got the commissioner on gay pride floats and players. And there's a lot of issues. What happens, you know, they go to Nigeria to play a game. And what happens if a player, coach, general manager uses that as a platform to come out as gay? What happens then? So these are the kinds of things that the NBA is going to have to reckon with as they become more international in all these crazy places around the world that don't have the same values we have.
Are you surprised that as a league, they have agreed to not have the commissioner speak anymore while in China, not have the players speak after tomorrow's games between the Lakers and Nets? I think it's one thing to have it understood within the league. Let's just get out of here without saying anything that makes anybody upset. It's quite another thing to agree to not even have our voices heard in whatever way they are normally heard. I thought that was a little troubling to me. It's one thing for LeBron James to talk around the issue. It's another thing for LeBron James and everybody else to just say, cool, man, we're just going to actually shut up and dribble.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It looks bad for sure. I understand, given the circumstances, they just want to get everybody out of there and get home and hit the reset button, and you know, we'll see what happens down the line. And I do think Adam Silver, in his press conference in Tokyo, kind of drew a line in the sand and said, listen, you know, this is kind of who we are, and we have not apologized, and we're not really going to say the words I apologize, and China is just going to have to deal with that come whatever consequences there are. And I do think that in some respects, because the game went on, the NBA kind of won that battle. But what do you do in the future? I mean, this is a league where, you know, people are paid to talk about issues or give opinions or have cameras in their face every single day to be asked about a variety of things. And if one tweet from one general manager is enough to set off this kind of firestorm, you have to sort of wonder, all right, what is the future of that relationship? And I don't know that we can answer that. But it is interesting, and it was chilling. I think it's chilling, frankly, that ESPN basically did not cover the story. I mean, they were there, and they talked about it in sort of the very nuts and bolts. But in terms of covering this the way every other major media outlet did, ESPN didn't come close. Adrian Wojnarowski didn't write about it, didn't tweet about it. Zach Lowe, Brian Windhorst didn't write about it, didn't tweet about it. I'm not criticizing them. I'm just stating flatly that that's what happened, and I think we all understand why, and I think that is chilling when you kind of take what ESPN is supposed to be as a journalistic outlet, and everyone involved in this, everyone making money from this, to some degree has sort of put their principles aside to placate China.
And I think that's the key. It's everybody making not just some money, but significant amounts of money, hundreds of millions of dollars in some cases. I think it's Also been reported Kevin Durant sells more shoes in China annually than he sells in the United States. The point I made earlier, like, if you speak up against a bathroom bill in North Carolina, you might get some yahoos in North Carolina who scream they're upset, but it doesn't really harm you in any way if you're Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, or the NBA in general. You just take your All-Star game, put it somewhere else, nobody cares. You speak up in China, they might really just take your entire shoe out of China. It won't be Chinese people saying, I'll never buy a Kevin Durant shoe again. It'll be the Chinese government saying, you're not allowed to even look at a Kevin Durant shoe again. And, you know, you watched it from Adam Silver on down to, yes, I think it's true. Even people at ESPN, they've just sort of conceded on this one. We ain't changing China. The only thing that can come of us speaking on this is bad stuff that cost us money. We're just going to be quiet.
Yeah, whenever Andre Iguodala gets traded or bought out to and goes to the Lakers or Clippers or whomever, that will get more in-depth coverage on ESPN than this story got. I mean, it just will, right? But to me, it's not a political story as much as it is a sports business story, an international sports business story with wide-ranging implications that I just think is sort of a come-to-Jesus moment for a lot of entities, for the NBA, maybe for China, to say, hey, did we overplay our hand here? Because this is a product that, you know, hundreds of millions of people like. If we just take it away, well, does that sort of cause some unrest in ways that maybe we don't want to deal with? So, yeah, I mean, I just think it's a fascinating story, and I think we're much closer to the beginning of it than the end.
Talking to Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Let's move to college football. There's a former Houston player named Justin Murphy who jumped on Twitter yesterday, had a long thread that did not paint Houston or Dana Holgorsen in a positive light. Is this, how problematic, if at all, is that for the Houston football program? It's a former player who's essentially saying, the coach taught seniors into tanking. I didn't want to do it. Now I'm no longer part of a team. More or less, that's the point he was making. What did you make of that?
Yeah, and I think it underscores the weirdness of the whole situation that we kind of got some hint of when De'Aaron King and the other kid decided to redshirt, and not just redshirt to say they're transferring, which may or may not happen. I mean, I sort of went into that story assuming that's what the deal was, but if it is as Houston described, which is that they're redshirting and just rebooting next year, it's not what you want. And I think certainly if there are consequences for players who didn't buy into that program, then that's really unfortunate. I think that's bad business by University of Houston, if that's how it's described by this young man. And it's just unfortunate because, yeah, I don't think that college programs should be in the business of tanking seasons, because what does that get you? I just don't understand. Okay, you bring everybody back next year. Well, what does that really get you as a program? I don't understand this strategy, if it's a strategy, and I don't understand there being consequences for players who decide that they're not about that strategy.
Memphis is undefeated, now ranked in both the AP and coaches poll, on the road, early kick tomorrow at Temple. How tricky of a situation is this Temple game?
Well, I picked Temple, and I certainly don't know that I'm any more right than anyone who's picking Memphis. I just, you know, think that Memphis offensively is going to have a tough time. Like, Temple's defense is really good. They're legitimate. They're tough. They're physical. We've talked about Brady White and maybe some of his shortcomings or limitations before. I think from a running perspective, what they've been able to do with Gainwell is terrific, and I think he's a real talent who is going to have an unbelievable career there. I like their receivers, but again, it comes down to the quarterback. And Temple, I'm sure, has watched a lot of film on Brady White, and they're going to say, okay, well, if we can get any pass rush on him and crowd his space and force him to make quick decisions, he's going to make some mistakes and throw up some turnovers. And I just think Memphis is up against it on the road against a really good team tomorrow.
We've talked in recent weeks about how the schedules weren't so great on paper. I think tomorrow we get four games between ranked teams, including Florida at LSU and Alabama at Texas A&M. Let's focus on that last game first. Alabama in any sort of problematic area going down to Texas A&M. It's going to be a big CBS game, but I don't know how good A&M is.
Yeah, I don't think so. A&M's not really shown much this year to indicate that they would be able to play with Alabama. They are coming off a bye week, which I'm sure will help them. Kellen Mond, though, has just been too inconsistent for me. I just think Alabama probably wins fairly comfortably down there.
And last thing before I let you go, Florida at LSU, primetime ESPN. That's the number 7 undefeated Gators, number 5 undefeated Tigers. I think I know you're not a big believer in Florida, so I imagine you think LSU gets out of this 6-0.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's funny is last week on your show, I picked Florida to beat Auburn. And I said, listen, I think it's a bad spot for Auburn. They've played a bunch of tough games. They got a bye coming next week. They're on the road. I think maybe the tank might be a little bit empty. And guess what? It was. Not that I think Auburn's bad. I just think on that particular day, it was a tough setup for them. And I think today, kind of the roles get reversed. I think it's a tough setup for Florida to come back emotionally from that win and be focused again. To go on the road and give another A-plus effort. I just, the hardest thing in college football to me is coming off the big win, what do you do that next week? And I know that they're going to be up for it because it's a big game. I just think from a execution standpoint, from a physicality standpoint, to be able to win that Auburn game and then turn around and go on the road is just a really tough ask, and I don't think they're going to be good enough to do it.
That is Dan Walken, USA Today. Make sure you're reading him, usatoday.com. You find him on Twitter, at Dan Walken. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
See you, man.
I'll see you. That's Dan Walken, USA Today. When we come back, turn our attention to Major League Baseball. We had a Game 5 ALDS last night between the Astros and Rays. Gerrit Cole was historically great again and continues an unbelievable stretch for a pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball. If you're not privy to the details, I'll give them to you next. Plus, NLCS gets underway tonight. That's Cardinals-Nationals at Busch. We'll talk baseball plus the new Breaking Bad movie next.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders, even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome. Are you tired of standing in line to pay your bills? Advance Financial offers free bill pay. You can pay your gas, electric, water, cable, phone, or any other bill at Advance Financial, and we won't charge you a penny. And because Advance Financial is always open, you can pay your bills on your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit one of our 24/7 locations for free bill pay today. Advance Financial, welcome.
I was asked to be MC at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony, so I went into Oak Hall the other day to get a new sports coat, and the experience reminded me why I love the place so much. Steve Kaufman, who works at Oak Hall, suggested I look at a couple of sports coats from Monroe. As soon as I put them on, I just felt different, sharper. Now, I've got some perfectly good sport coats at home, but I like the way that someone at Oak Hall put it. The new sports coats look like today. The fit is perfect. The pattern pops just a little more than I would have picked out for myself. And that experience is the essence of Oak Hall. They have the highest quality men's clothing available anywhere. And they have the people who can help you find what will make you look your absolute best. That's true whether you're shopping for a sport coat or a necktie or a sweater or outerwear. It's why Oak Hall has been the place to shop in Memphis since 1859. So go see Steve and the rest of the folks at Oak Hall. If they can make me look good, imagine what they can do for you.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333. It's hot outside, but the there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. But you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have 5 pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements taken at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettinelli suits are still 2 for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. Hey there, it's Gary Parish reminding you that if you got a bad roof, get in touch with Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. It's a local family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Satisfaction is guaranteed, and by the way, Danny is currently looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, call. And if you want a free roofing inspection, call 901-870-0186 and tell him Gary Parish put you in touch.
Join Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this October 26th at the Spooktacular Party. Enjoy a DJ, dance floor, and costume contest with a chance to win $5,000 cash. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross.
So we spent much of the first hour talking about the ongoing saga between the NBA and China. Got a tweet from somebody. Person asked, is the China situation more complicated than other topics Steve Kerr constantly comments on? He's a spineless coward, just like LeBron James. If it involved President Trump, we already know what they'd be saying. Pretty sure I made this point. That, of course, this isn't any... I don't want to say it's not any more complicated. I'm sure it possibly is. It's not so complicated that you can't understand it. That is where I sort of roll my eyes when I see Steve Kerr or anybody else when discussing this topic. Say, you know, I just don't know enough about it. Because the truth is, all these guys are smart guys. Steve right. Kerr, LeBron James. If they wanted to know everything about it, they could knock that out in an afternoon. I spent part of my weekend reading extensively about the history between China and Hong Kong. I don't know that I'm equipped enough to go speak in front of the United Nations now, but I know enough to comment on it. And if they wanted to know enough to comment on it, they could as well. And yes, if this were an issue involving President Trump, they would have already spoken up. Do you want to know why? I told you in the opening segment, I'll tell you again. President Trump can't hurt them. The President of the United States, whether it's President Trump or President Obama or anybody else, cannot hurt the NBA, cannot hurt Steve Kerr, cannot hurt LeBron James. You can speak up against President Trump every day. It doesn't hurt you in any way. For every person who thinks you're speaking up against the greatest president in the history of the world who's making America great again, there's probably at least one and possibly more people who love the fact that you just spoke up against what they deem to be perhaps an embarrassing president. You don't lose anything. You could speak up against a bathroom bill in North Carolina. They're not taking your shoes out of the state of North Carolina. They're not taking the NBA off of TV in North Carolina. They're not taking the Charlotte franchise out of North Carolina. So, of course, when Steve Kerr wants to speak up against President Trump or LeBron James, they're anxious to do it, and they do it without fear of consequence because there is no consequence. This is a different deal. I'm not making excuses for them. I'm trying to explain this to you. Why otherwise smart people and thoughtful people and vocal people have decided to sit this one out? It's because of money. It's not because they don't understand. Like, watch this. Bennett, we'll just play a little exercise here.
Okay.
Again, I have an elementary understanding of China and Hong Kong. Ask me what I think about the protesters in Hong Kong.
Gary, what do you think about the protesters in Hong Kong?
I'm obviously side with them, Bennett. I mean, they're fighting for democracy against a communist regime. And as a citizen of the United States who gets to experience every day the amazing benefits that go hand in hand with democracy, how could I do anything but root for and support the people in Hong Kong? That's easy, okay? That's a 15-second soundbite that's easy. Now, Bennett, ask me the same question, but remind me if I answer, it could cost me $100 million.
Hey, Gary, how do you feel about the protesters in Hong Kong? Also, this your answer could cost you $100 million.
Yeah, Bennett, it's just such a complex issue that is difficult for me to understand the depths of it, considering I've never lived it and I'm not living it now. And so I'm just going to allow the people who are better equipped to speak on this to speak on it, and I'm just going to focus on my basketball game this weekend. That's the difference. When I speak on it as Gary Parrish, just Gary Parrish, I fear nothing. I'm not going to lose anything by saying what I said. But if I am an employee of the NBA or somebody who sells sneakers, I could really be impacted in a significant way. You know, the Chinese government has already showed they're not playing around. They took the Rockets' most popular franchise in China because of Yao Ming. That's why James Harden's always in China. You can't watch Rockets games anymore in China. They just said, nope, we're done. General manager of the Rockets said this, you're not on in China anymore. And if James Harden spoke up and said, I support Daryl Morey, guess what? His shoes wouldn't be available in China anymore. You speak up against a bathroom bill in North Carolina, they don't take your shoes out of Foot Locker. People can scream, I love the president. I don't want to use the same bathroom as a transgender person. And I'll never buy James Harden shoes again. That person probably ain't buying James Harden shoes anyway. And if that person is inclined to buy James Harden shoes, probably will get over it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost you nothing. Speaking up against China costs you something. And so what we've learned this week is that everybody's got a price. I have one myself. I just showed you. You asked me what I think about the protests in Hong Kong when I ain't got nothing to lose. I'll tell you exactly what I think. You tell me, but GP, before you answer, might cost you $100 million. Yeah, I ain't interested in losing $100 million to express an opinion that won't matter anyway. That's the other thing. You can impact, if you're LeBron James, Steve Kerr, the conversation about gun laws or gay rights or anything else in our country. These people do have a voice that registers in our country. It doesn't change anything in China. You don't change anything. You're not going to be the voice that brings reason to unreasonable people if you're operating on the opinion that they are unreasonable people. So when you combine that with the fact that it could cost you lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of money, I get why Steve Kerr is kicking this down the road. Greg Popovich not speaking up so loudly. LeBron James, the NBA in general. I'm not excusing it. I'm just trying to explain it. If you don't understand why these people aren't talking the way you want them to talk. And by the way, at least I'm not inconsistent on this topic. I want LeBron James to talk about domestic issues just as much as I enjoy watching him discuss foreign issues. It's the other side that is telling him to shut up when he's talking about President Trump, but then getting mad because he shut up here. You can't have it both ways. You want him to talk or not. At least I'm consistent. I want him to talk both places. I just understand why he ain't talking on this one, because everybody's got a price. Including the NBA, including the NBA's best players. We'll get back to it with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. Right now,
Got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
ALDS Game 5 last night. The Astros, the favorite, big favorites last night because Gerrit Cole was on the mound. They advanced with a 6-1 win. They jumped on him 4-0 in the first, and then that was that. Because unless Gerrit Cole was going to have, like, the worst performance he's had in months, the Rays were not going to be able to dig out of that hole, and they never did. Final score, 6-1. Gerrit Cole went 8 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run. He struck out 10. So if you go to Game 2 of the ALDS, combine it with Game 5 of the ALDS, those are two Gerrit Cole starts. He struck out 25 hitters in those two games. It is the most any pitcher in a division series round in the history of Major League Baseball. It's never happened. Nobody's ever struck out 25. The only pitcher to strike out more in consecutive outings, history of baseball, Bob Gibson. Struck out 27 in consecutive postseason outings once. Second on that list, this is all time, Gerrit Cole now with 25. Check this out. If you're trying to understand how awesome this dude has been, by the way, heading into free agency, about to get a monster contract from somebody. He's 29 years old, former number one overall pick out of UCLA. Hasn't lost a game since May 22nd. Dude, it's October 11th. He has not lost a game since May 22nd.
Crazy.
Since May 22nd, he's had 24 starts. 24 starts. He's 18-0 with a 1.66 ERA and 251 strikeouts in those 24 starts. That means he's averaging 10.5 strikeouts per start over 24 starts with a 1.66 ERA. That is historically incredible. And in that stretch, in this stretch, up until one inning last night where he did not get a strikeout in an inning, he had struck out at least one hitter in 73 consecutive innings. Now, that might not mean anything to you without context, but he had went 73 consecutive innings, striking out at least one hitter each inning. It's the longest such streak in Major League Baseball history in the expansion era, which dates back to 1961. And here's what makes it even more incredible. So we're going all the way back to 61. Nobody's done that. Strike out a batter per inning, 73 consecutive innings. Guess what the second longest stretch is in Major League Baseball history? 40.
Oh, my God.
Pedro Martinez got 40 straight innings with at least one strikeout back in 1999. That was the record before Gerrit Cole went on this run. One strikeout per inning, 40 consecutive innings. That's the record. Gerrit Cole went out and did it 73 consecutive innings. He almost doubled up the record. It'd be like saying the home run record is 61, and then somebody went out and hit 120.
Yeah.
Like, what? You smashed it? You nearly doubled it? Like, that's what Gerrit Cole almost did to this record. So he was awesome, has been awesome. And now you got them in the ALCS against the Yankees. That starts tomorrow night. And, you know, they're the favorites because they're not only the best offensive team in baseball, but they've got at least two dudes who can just absolutely mow you down in Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole. They'll probably finish 1-2 in some order AL Cy Young race. And so that'll be great. Like, even if you're not a baseball fan, Yankees, Astros. Should be absolutely terrific. Gerrit Cole, again, awesome last night.
Story number two.
Cardinals-Nationals get started NLCS tonight. That's going to be at Busch Stadium. And not because the Cardinals had the better record. They didn't. The Nationals had the better record this season. But the Cardinals were a division winner, won the NL Central. Nationals are a wild card. You are not allowed to host a playoff round if you are a wild card team. And so this will be played, if we go seven games, four of the games will be in St. Louis. Cardinals won the regular season series 5-2, outscored the Nationals 26-17, and yet they're underdogs in this series. Even though they won the regular season series and they have home field advantage, they're the underdogs in the series, and it really might be because of the way St. Louis handled Jack Flaherty in Game 5 against the Braves. We were on. That game started at 4:02 a couple days ago. By about 4:08, it was 3-0. By about 4:19, it was 6-0. By about 4:17, it was 10-0. Mm-hmm. And I said then, if I were St. Louis, I'd pull him. Now, I understand that you have no plan to pull your starting pitcher after one inning or even before he throws a pitch. So, and you're not going to do it at 3-0 or 4-0. But eventually, it got to 10-0 in the first.
Right.
And at that point, I thought you could reasonably do it. Now, I understand you got to get somebody up, and it might take a minute. So maybe you let Flaherty go out there and throw an inning. While you get somebody up, let him throw, 13 pitches, and then get him out. But they just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up throwing 101 pitches. And now guess what? He's not available until Game 3. And if you're not available to start until Game 3, probably not available to start again until Game 7. So the Cardinals might only get one start out of their ace. Because they let him pitch in a 10-0 game. What? Meantime, the Nationals, now they had to do everything they had to do to get out of Game 5.
Right.
So they threw Strasburg. They threw Corbin. Scherzer threw in Game 4. So they're in this situation out of necessity. But still, if you were to rank the four best pitchers in the NLCS right now, in some order, it'd be Jack Flaherty, Strasburg, Scherzer, Patrick Corbin. Three of them are Nationals. Those three dudes,
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.